It is just amazing what happens through connections. One connection could lead to your next job. It could lead to your promotion. It could lead to taking your company to the next level. I could go on and on. This is the L3 Leadership Podcast, episode number 241. What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the L3 Leadership Podcast, where we are obsessed with helping you grow to your maximum potential and to maximize the impact of your leadership. My name is Doug Smith, and I am your host, and today you're going to hear me teach on the subject, three reasons why leaders need to be in the room. Specifically, I'm talking about why leaders need to attend events like our L3 one-day conference, and not only why they need to attend, but why they also need to bring their teams with them, and I think this will add a ton of value to your life. I know personally, my life has been transformed by putting myself in rooms with leaders, and I hope that after this lesson, you'll be a little bit more intentional about putting yourself in the right rooms because it can mean everything for your leadership development. But before we dive into that lesson, just a few announcements. Leaders, I am so excited to invite you to our second annual L3 One-Day Leadership Conference that's being held on Friday, March 13th, 2020, right here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We have an incredible lineup of speakers for you this year. We have Jeff Henderson, who is a pastor at North Point Church and works with Andy Stanley. He also recently authored the book, Four. And that book is so incredible that we're actually giving a copy away to everyone in attendance at L3 One Day this year. And I've heard the talk that Jeff is going to give at the conference. And as soon as I heard it, I knew I had to have him speak at L3 One Day and share this talk. And leader, I'm telling you, you are not going to want to miss this conference just for that talk alone. In addition to Jeff, we have many other incredible speakers. We have Laura Ellsworth, who's the partner in charge of Global Community Service Initiatives at Jones Day. She's one of the best speakers I've ever heard in my life. We have Bill Strickland, who's the founder and the chairman of the Bidwell Training Center here in Pittsburgh. We have Greg Weimer, who's the partner of Confluence Financial, and a few others, and it is just going to be an incredible day. But leader, let me tell you why that I believe that you and your team need to be in the room at L3 One Day, more than just who's speaking. It's because I believe you are one idea and one connection away from changing your destiny and the destiny of your organization. I'll say that again. I believe you are one idea and one connection away from changing your destiny and the destiny of the organization. Leaders, get in the room. Because here's what I know. You have no idea what you're missing when you're not in the room. I love what Gerald Brooks said. He said this about being in the room. He said, leadership can be taught, but it has to be caught. And when you're in a room with high-level leaders, you feel it. And often in leadership, it's not the lesson that you need, it's the life of a leader that you need. And I know for me personally, it's been the lives of the leaders that I've been able to connect with at events like L3 One Day that have meant everything for my growth. And so please join us. We're offering a special discount for podcast listeners. You can go to l3oneday.com to register and use the promo code podcast to get 10% off of your ticket. Again, that's promo code podcast and you'll get 10% off your ticket. This episode of the podcast is sponsored by Baritone Advisors. The financial advisors at Baritone Advisors help educate and empower clients to help make informed financial decisions. Find out how Baritone Advisors can help you develop a customized financial plan for your financial future. Please visit their website at Baritone Advisors, that's Beratung, advisors.com. Securities and investment products and services offered through Waddell & Reed, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Baritone Advisors, Waddell & Reed, and L3 Leadership are separate entities. And with all that being said, let's dive right into the lesson. Here's the three reasons why leaders need to be in the room. Hey everyone, today I'd like to talk to you on the subject, three reasons why leaders need to be in the room at our L3 One-Day Leadership Conference and attend other leadership events. And the whole goal of this episode really is to ensure that you're making leadership events and conferences a part of your leadership development strategy. But before we dive into the actual reasons why I believe you need to be in the room, let me give you a little bit of background on why we launched our L3 One-Day Leadership Conference. The reality is that my life has been significantly transformed by the conference conferences I've attended and the events I've gone to. And so just like everything I do, I want to bring you with me. And I want to give to others what has been given to me. And I've had the gift of attending so many amazing events that I literally believe it is my responsibility to provide transformational events for others, and specifically leaders. And so this dream of me putting on a conference through L3 Leadership has been in my heart since 2007, and it actually took me 12 years to launch this dream. We launched our first conference last year in 2019 and had 220 leaders in the room, and it was incredible, and we are so fired up for our second year. Really glad that it launched, and let me tell you a little bit about our vision for our conference. We believe that L3 One Day is an annual gathering of leaders that will help them grow their leadership, grow their network, and grow their future. Let me say that again. Our vision for L3 One Day is to create an annual gathering of leaders that will help them grow their leadership, grow their network, and grow their future. And let me be really clear, we don't want this to just be another leadership conference or a leadership event. There's plenty of those. We want this to be an experience that cannot be missed each year. And we live in a world where it is becoming harder and harder to get people in a room. But let me just tell you why I believe we must do this. We must have L3 One Day every year. It's because I believe if we're going to create the world the way it ought to be, then we have to develop leaders. And specifically, we have to develop leaders who can lead with integrity and character. And so we must provide opportunities for leaders to gather, to connect, to bring their teams, and develop those leaders. And here's why it's so important, and I'm going to go into this a little bit later, of why it has to be in person. Because so much of leadership and learning leadership and growing as a leader does not just happen by listening to lessons, by listening to podcasts, or by reading books. All those things are great. I do them all the time. I love them. But so much of leadership development happens on life connections. A quote that I've been sharing everywhere I go recently by Gerald Brooks is this. He said, "Sometimes it's not the lesson that you need, it's the life of a leader that you need." And that's why we must do L3 One Day every year. We must connect leaders so they can do life together and be exposed to great leaders and the heart of great leaders. That's why we're doing this. And listen, we know there's a lot of other conferences out there, but here's my premise. I realize we can't reach every leader, but here's what I do know. We can reach some leaders. And therefore, we must do this. I love what Andy Stanley said. He said, "Do for one what you wish you could do for everyone." I wish everyone on the planet could attend L3 One Day. But hey, I don't know how many we'll get, but here's what I know. We're going to develop whoever walks through that door and give them everything we have. And the beautiful thing that I love about events and love about leadership development is when you invest in the life of a leader, you have no idea who you're developing. We have literally no idea who the people that we're developing will become. You know, we have an annual gathering on a mountain here called Mount Washington in Pittsburgh, and we pray over our city and we pray over the leaders. And we have a member of L3 named Chris Marasco, and he always prays really bold and big prayers. And he was praying for L3 one year, and he said, "God, I pray that out of L3 would come presidents, vice presidents, senators, CEOs, etc." And I just realized how small I was dreaming, to be honest with you, when I heard him pray that prayer. But that's true. We have no idea who we're developing. And so we must gather and develop leaders. And let me just say one more thing about leadership developing and developing leaders and what I believe we're called to do. I truly believe this, that nothing happens without prayer, leadership, and money. Nothing happens without prayer, leadership, and money. And listen, the main reason we do L3 One Day, the main reason we created L3 as an organization is because I believe I was made for this. My wife and I believe we were called to connect and develop leaders. And so this isn't just a nice idea or a dream. We believe this is a mandate from God and that we're just being obedient to that. And so that's why we must do this. And that's why we'll never stop investing in leaders, because we have no idea who we're investing in. And if we can transform the world one leader at a time, then all of our effort is worth it. And so that is the vision and the why behind L3 One Day. So with that being said, let's dive into the actual reasons that you need to be in a room, that you need to make leadership events like L3 One Day a part of your leadership development strategy. Reason number one, and let me preface this by saying that all three reasons that I'm going to be sharing with you today are actually our tagline for L3 One Day. So reason number one, why I believe you need to be in the room at L3 One Day 2020 and make other leadership events a part of your leadership development plan is to grow your leadership. It's to grow your leadership. Because here's what I know. Everybody wins when a leader gets better. And if that's true, everybody loses when a leader doesn't get better. And so leader, if you're going to get better, then it has to be on purpose. And here's what I know about you getting better. You'll grow today by the mentors you have, by the books you read or listen to, by the podcasts you listen to, and by the experiences you experience, and by putting yourself in rooms with leaders that are bigger than you at a conference. I believe that annual conferences should always, every single year, be a part of your personal development plan as a leader. Because here's what I know about conferences. You're just one idea or leadership principle away from changing the destiny of your leadership journey. I've had so many times at a conference where I got one idea that changed everything. And here's why you have to go to events every single year, because it's the consistent investment in yourself that enables you to be a better leader. So it's not just going to a conference once and saying, yay, I grew as a leader. It's consistently investing in yourself in all the areas that I just mentioned above. And so you need to grow your leadership. And let me just say this, not only grow your leadership, how about grow your team's leadership? Part of growing your leadership is actually investing in your team as a leader. And so don't just make conferences like L3 One Day part of your leadership development plan. Make it part of your team's leadership plan. Because here's what I know, don't ever, ever, ever have a leadership experience without your team or without bringing someone else with you. It is so valuable, leader. One, it's an opportunity for you to bond outside of the office and not talk about the day-to-day. It's an opportunity for you to show your team that you value them and you believe in their potential. It will help your team grow because they'll hear things from others and they'll grow in their leadership. And so you need to bring your team. And if you don't have a team or you don't lead a team, think of five potential leaders or leaders that you know that you mentor or could mentor that could benefit and bring them with you. So the first reason you need to attend events is to grow your leadership. And don't just grow alone, bring your team with you. The second reason you need to be in the room at L3 One Day and other leadership events is to grow your network. It's to grow your network. Because here's what I know, you're one relationship away from changing your destiny. One relationship away. And here's what's beautiful, you have no idea who you'll interact with. And I found that when you're intentional of showing up in rooms with other leaders, amazing things tend to happen. I can't tell you how many connections I made at conferences and events that have turned into mentoring relationships, that have turned into partnerships. The list goes on and on and on. I've gotten podcast interviews from them. It is just amazing what happens through connections. One connection could lead to your next job. It could lead to your promotion. It could lead to taking your company to the next level. I could go on and on. But you need to be in the room to grow your network. And I love what Gerald Brooks said. I already quoted it, but I'll say it again. He said, sometimes it's not the lesson that you need, but it's the life of a leader that you need. And I believe, and I know this is true for me personally, your entire return on investment for the conference on getting in the room may not be from the talks, but may be from a conversation you have with a leader that you meet. There's a leader that I follow a lot named Dan Sullivan, and he created this incredible program called Strategic Coach, and it has different levels, and I think at the base level, it's $25,000 a year to be a part of this program. And he told a story about how a man that was in the program came up to him and said, Dan, the lessons and the tools that you've provided have been great, but I've actually, the most valuable part of all of this for me, to be honest, was a relationship that I had. So what am I really paying for? I don't need the tools and the content. I just needed that relationship. And Dan Sullivan turned around and said, yeah, but who created the environment for you to get that relationship? And the guy just smiled. And that's our heart for L3 One Day. We want to create an environment for unbelievable things to happen. And for me personally, just the way I'm wired, my greatest joy in life and my greatest fulfillment comes from when I know I made a connection and something amazing happened as a result. And the most shining example is literally as a result of one of the connections in L3 leadership, I have a friend and a leader who was actually able to adopt a baby because of a connection that he made. Now, that may not have anything to do with a business relationship, but his life and his family's life will forever be transformed as a result of one relationship he got by showing up and being in the room. Leaders, grow your network, be in the room. Listen, in leadership, so much more is caught than taught. And we need leaders that we can catch leadership from. And that's why it's so important for you to be in the room. And the last reason you need to be in the room at L3 One Day 2020 and other leadership events is to grow your future. It's to grow your future. I love what Dan Sullivan says in his book, The Laws of Lifetime Growth. He says, always make your future bigger than your past. Always make your future bigger than your past. And here's what I know about our heart and our vision at L3 Leadership. We don't want to be in a leadership development organization that just teaches the tactics and the skills of leadership. We want to teach the heart of leadership. We want to teach the heart of leadership. We want to do both. Here's what I know. The skills and the tactics of leadership are what you do, but the heart of leadership is who you become. And we believe that who you become in the future is much more important than the tactics that you apply. And we'll teach you both. We'll teach you skill, but we are more interested in who you become and your future becoming bigger and bigger as a result of you growing bigger and bigger than we are anything else. And the last thing I want to say about growing your future is you have no idea what will be set into motion in your life through a conference. You have no idea what could be set into motion in your life through a conference. It may be an idea that changes the trajectory of your life. It may be a connection that leads to a mentoring relationship or a business partnership. It may be finally getting the injection of courage that you need to go after your dream. It could be something that leads to your next promotion on the job. It could be the bonding experience that your team needed. And it could be the first time that your team realizes that you value them enough because you invested in them. And so you need to show up in the room, leaders, because here's what I also know. When you don't show up, when you don't put yourself in the room, you have no idea what you missed out on. You have no idea. It may have been a relationship you missed out on that you were supposed to connect with. It may be an idea. You don't know what you miss out on when you don't show up in the room. And so leaders, you need to be in the room to grow your leadership, to grow your network, and to grow your future. And so my question to you today is simple. Will you join me? Will you join me? Our conference, as of this recording, is on March 13th, 2020. Maybe you're listening to this in future years and we'll have other dates. Just go to the website. But our 2020 conference is on Friday, March 13th at the Marriott here in Cranberry Township in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And please be in the room, leaders. Bring your team. We'd love to see you there. And if you're listening to this, here's a few ways that you can help us. If you're a person of faith, could you pray for us? Pray that unbelievable things would happen through the conference, that it would be an experience that cannot be missed, and that incredible things would be set into motion as a result of us connecting and gathering and developing leaders. Another way to help is you can help us get to 400. We had 220 leaders in the room last year. We want to get to 400. So you can certainly help us get there by showing up to the conference, but also spreading the word. Share it on social media. Email people about it. If you email me personally, I can send you all kind of tools to help share. My email is dougsmith@l3leadership.org. You can volunteer at the conference. Lots of volunteer opportunities. And lastly, you can financially support the conference. If you've been listening to the podcast and we consistently add value to your life, would you partner with us? You can be a sponsor. You can get a vendor table if you're here in the Pittsburgh area. You can just support the conference. Let me know and we can make something happen. And as we close, I just want to close by asking you two simple questions. Leader, will you put yourself in rooms this year that enable you to grow your leadership, grow your network, and grow your future? And the second question is, will you bring your team with you? Always be developing somebody. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope it encouraged you to get in the room. If it's L3 one day, if it's another leadership event, to be honest, I don't care. I just want you to grow and develop to your maximum potential. Get in the room, leader. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Henny Jewelers. They're a jeweler owned by my friend and mentor, John Henny. My wife, Laura, and I both got our engagement and our wedding rings at Henny Jewelers, and we absolutely love them. Not only do they have great jewelry, but they also invest in people. In fact, they give every engaged couple a book to help them prepare for their marriage, and we just love that. And so if you're in need of a good jeweler, check out Henny Jewelers at hennyjewelers.com. I'd also like to thank our sponsor, Babb Inc. Babb is an insurance broker, a third-party administrator, and consulting firm led by my friend and mentor, Russell Livingston. Russell is extremely passionate about developing the next generation of leaders, which is why he's partnering with us on this podcast, and he's also opened up his offices here in Pittsburgh to host our monthly leadership events, and we are extremely grateful for that. The nonprofit that I work at, Light of Life Rescue Mission, started using Babb as our insurance broker around 3 years ago, and we've had an unbelievable experience with them, and we highly recommend them. So if you or your organization has any insurance needs, please check out and learn more about Babb at babbins.com. That's babbins.com. Hey, leader, thank you so much for listening to my lesson on three reasons why leaders need to be in the room. I hope it added value to your life. You can find links to everything that I discussed in the show notes at l3leadership.org/episode241. And while you're at it, why don't you make sure that you're in the room on Friday, March 13th, 2020 at our second annual L3 One Day Conference. You can register online at l3oneday.com. And just remember to use the promo code PODCAST for 10% off of your ticket. As always, if this podcast made an impact on your life, please share it with others on social media and leave us a rating and review on iTunes or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. It really does make a difference, and it really does help us grow our audience, so thank you in advance for that. And as always, I like to end with a quote, and I'll quote Karen Ford, who said this. She said, "To do more, you must become more." So good. To do more, you must become more. And if you're going to become more, one way I know that you can do that is by showing up in the right rooms. So leaders, get in the right rooms. Hey, thank you so much for listening and being a part of L3 Leadership. Laura and I appreciate you so much, and we will talk to you next episode.